Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Don't forget to get over to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Get signed up over there for the email, and you will get articles delivered directly into your inbox each and every day. And don't forget, please support our sponsors. You can go to the sponsor page and support our sponsors, because if our sponsors are not supported, then we go off the air. And speaking of sponsors, and a great one that you can support, PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com is the only Christian conservative cell phone, mobile phone company in America. They are on all the major towers, so that means you get all the major coverage, but you also support causes that, well, that we conservatives believe in. They are very much actively involved in supporting pro-life. They're very actively involved in supporting our veterans. In fact, they were one of the major sponsors at a recent Medal of Honors ceremony that took place to honor our veterans at the stadium in Arlington, Texas. So be sure and support them, and they have great affordable rates as well. 972-PATRIOT is the number to call. 972-PATRIOT. Use the code CHOSEN and get a free activation. Well, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program, and she and I got a chance to meet one another down in San Antonio, and we were at the Clay Clark Reawaken America Conference. We had Clay on the program, as a matter of fact, yesterday, and it was a great pleasure to meet her and to hear her story. And I shared a little bit about her story in our opening segment when we came on air today, and she's here to tell us the full story. I want to welcome Nurse Danny to the program. Nurse Danny, welcome. Good to have you.
I'm so glad to be back speaking with you today.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Well, for my audience here that's not familiar with what happened to you, first of all, give us your background and your title and what you did relative to working with children and your involvement in the pediatric medical field.
Yes. So I've been a nurse for 16 years and in the medical field for 20 years. It's been my passion ever since I was 6 years old to become a nurse for children, and that's what God made me for. So I have been a pediatric nurse in all sorts of different forms, from bedside nursing to PCU, step-down nursing. Those are the a little bit more acutely ill children. And all the way to the full spectrum of surgery for children. So I've done every aspect: pre-op, recovery room, operating room, and discharge area. I've also had some time in the pediatric ICU as well. So 16 years, very passionate about educating parents on how to take care of their children best, empowering them to do so, and also empowering children to have their own voice inside of their care and their wellness as well.
So talk to me about what you experienced relative to this pandemic, as Dr. Judy Mikovits has labeled it, and I agree, by the way. But talk to me about what you experienced. Let's go back kind of to the genesis of this. What were you told was going to happen, and what did you see happen?
Yeah, so at the very beginning of all of this in March, March to April, it was, you know, hey, everybody batten down the hatches. We are going to get ready to have our hospitals flooded with really needy, sick patients. We're going to shut down surgeries, in which they did for 2 months. The reason for shutting down surgeries was we need to secure enough space and enough staff and enough ventilators for all of the community needs that are about to arise. And there was just what I will say is what really happened was there was a perpetuation of fear. So the fear just swirled up into a frenzy. But if you took off the fear goggles and looked with your own eyes through truth, through the lens of truth, what was really happening was we didn't have any real sick patients with COVID coming through. We had record low emergency room numbers. We had record low admission numbers for the regular inpatient unit and for the PICU. It just didn't add up. We were told to not wear masks, and then we were told to wear masks, and then we were told, oh, the face shield, oh, only the face shield if you're doing certain procedures, or the N95 all the time. Never mind, we don't have enough N95, just an N95 for certain situations or procedures. Double mask, don't double mask. Like, there, it was just tossing to and fro as far as mixed signals, information, misinformation. And anytime, my experience was anytime that I asked questions to kind of figure out what
to get specific, so you knew exactly what am I supposed to do, what procedure, because procedures, yeah, is a big part of the hospital's process and decorum. Everybody has to be, yeah, on the same page. Treatments are going to vary somewhat predicated on symptoms presented, but mm-hmm, but the initial analysis, the all of the initial intake, all of those things, you have to follow certain procedures so you make sure you don't miss anything when you bring somebody in, so you know how to take care of them.
Right. And what they did to cause really a destabilization of our system, destabilization of the people that we're counting on to take care of the children, what they did was they were putting out updates, protocol updates, not just daily, hourly. So imagine me trying to do my 10 to 12 hour shift, and I read my emails at the beginning of the day. This is how we're going to handle a certain subset of patients with certain symptoms.
Sure.
And then around 2 o'clock, and I'm thinking, okay, this is what we're doing. This is the protocol for the day. Around 2 o'clock, all of a sudden everything shifts and it's like, no, we're no longer doing that. Do you think that I'm in front of my email reading what the next protocol is, or am I on the front lines with, you know, eyeballs deep in patient care? Like, I'm
right,
not reading that. So it's totally destabilizing. It makes me not trust. It makes the healthcare provider not trust what they're doing. There's no real evidence-based practice for what we're doing. We're just, you know, throwing things at the wall and seeing what's going to stick is what it felt like. But the impact of that was destabilizing the very people who needed to be making those important, timely decisions for our patients.
So it actually dramatically made the value of the care, the level of the care significantly dropped as a result of not being given clear instructions as to how. Well, and in this, I think folks need to understand too, because, you know, somebody might be saying, well, come on, you guys are all nurses. You guys have got medical training. Surely you can figure out, you know, what you need to do and what you should do and what you shouldn't do. But you guys are looking for and relying on a collective of medical knowledge that is right. then giving you logical, meaningful instructions that you can apply your medical knowledge to and say, this makes sense. So this right. is these are the protocols we're going to follow, and I can follow a justifiable path predicated on my medical knowledge, as right. opposed to being thrust into a system where you're looking at this and saying, my medical experience, my medical background says this is nuts. This makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And yet that's the river you're expected to jump into.
Exactly right. And look, you know, before all this started, the stuff that the CDC shared with us as far as protocols and procedures for certain contagious diseases, we really, you know, we followed them, okay? But none of it really even made sense back then. But we just rolled our eyes about it, just followed what we were supposed to. And I'll give you an example of what that looks like. We have a patient that's in the waiting room, and we know that they are positive for MRSA, okay? Methicillin-resistant
right.
Staph aureus.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay.
We know that they're positive for MRSA. They're sitting out in the waiting room with everyone else, okay? And in particular, my subset, my specialty is surgery. So let's pretend this person with MRSA is about to have some surgery. And they're sitting in the waiting room, the same waiting room with all the other surgery patients for the day. And then something magical happens when they cross the threshold of the pre-op doors, where all of a sudden, when they go into their pre-op room, we have to gown up and glove up and put signs on the door letting people know that there is a contagious disease in that room. So
wow.
what magical thing happens that we
right.
were exposing all those pre-surgical patients in the waiting room to that one contagious patient, and yet now we're following all these rules about gloves and gowns and all that stuff, special stethoscope just for that room, things like that.
Oh, I remember I had C. diff when I came out of, when I went from ICU to ACU. They said, oh, he's got C. diff, which I understood now, like, oh. you know,
it's like, it's bad stuff.
Yeah.
That's icky stuff.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And so everybody had to, you know, gown up and yellow gowns and all that other kind of stuff. So, no, I get it. I follow. I'm tracking with you.
Yeah.
All right.
The issue is that, you know, they exposed all those other pre-op patients. So a similar phenomena happened with when COVID came out and we opened back up for surgery. One of the things that we did was we swabbed every single child 2 to 3 days before their procedure or the day of. And whether or not they were symptomatic or not, we did that. And if it was positive, more often than not, we canceled surgery. There was no algorithm or flow of process that said, well, if they're asymptomatic and positive, we're going to go ahead and give them the procedure they
All right,
need.
We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to go to the introduction of the injections and what were the symptoms that you saw.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I want to encourage you, by the way, to go to truthfromthefrontline.com. truthfromthefrontline.com. And Nurse Danny is actually going to be back on the program with us as well next week, I believe it is. Is that right? Is it next week? It's coming up here.
It is coming up. It literally is next week.
Yeah. You and Nurse Angela together are going to be on the show, right? If I'm not mistaken, did we get that accomplished?
No, I'm not sure. She's going to be in Dallas, then we're going to make that happen for
sure. Well, at any rate, we're going to be getting Nurse Danny and Nurse Angela together on the program. Nurse Angela, of course, took the vaccine and had the cardio episode. And we want to talk here in just a second with you about, you know, what you saw take place. To close out what we were talking about in the first segment, the hospital beds, folks, were not full, and patients that actually needed surgeries and actually needed care were denied care because the hospital shut them down and said, no, you can't get any care because we're supposed to be treating COVID-only patients. Did I say that correctly, Nurse Danny?
Yes, That's pretty much how it went. For 2 months, we did not take care of any surgical patients, and so there was a huge backlog of those patients who needed care inside of that time. And then it's still perpetuating itself because we're still denying care to children who have positive PCR tests, and we know that those PCR tests are not reliable or accurate.
So incredibly dangerous. All right, I want to talk about the injection introduction, because injections were introduced, and as a net result of that, you guys ended up with some situations going on. Talk to me about what you saw relative to people coming in, children coming in, that were impacted by having taken the vaccine.
Right. So the first wave of impact that I saw was actually in our own staff, because we were, like I say, the red carpet was rolled out for this injection like I've never seen for anything else in my life. And they had hashtags and photo ops and all that crazy stuff. And what was happening behind the scenes was that nurses and doctors were dropping like flies. Staff was dropping like flies, ill for days and then even longer than that, for a week or two, with COVID-like symptoms. And then as time went on, I would have friends come up to me and say, oh yeah, I have to miss work because I have got blood clots in my legs. And somebody else had arthritic changes in the actual arm that was injected, and so much so that she needed an MRI and she was off work because she couldn't do her job. And then a friend of mine who actually asked for a medical exemption provided all the necessary information to get that medical exemption. She was denied and ultimately coerced into taking the shot. Within 24 hours of taking the shot, she had crushing chest pain, was rushed to the emergency room, and later diagnosed with myocarditis. Her life will never be the same again.
And of course, these are not stories that are unfamiliar. I mean, we have stories of athletes that had this issue take place. I saw a video that came across my newsfeed on Facebook of a young lady that had, still has to this day, horrid seizures, uncontrollable, horrid seizures. This was a very healthy, athletic 19-year-old. I believe that she was a dancer, something to that effect, but her life is... We'll never be the same. And now they've wanted to do this and mandate this for children ages 5 to 11. Dan, you've only got about a minute and a half left, but can you quickly tell me how would you speak to parents that are kind of just in a panic saying, what do I do about what they're trying to do to my child?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let's just use our logical mind and see that children are recovering from this at home. They are not requiring medical intervention, really, or needing to be in the hospital to recover from this. They recover from it like a cold. So I ask you, parents, why would you put your child at risk for myocarditis, seizures, and who knows what fertility issues we're going to find 10, 15 years from now in these children? So there is no one other than you that is charged with their safety and their well-being. And I empower you, parents, to make the informed choice to keep your child safe from this experimental injection.
Wow. Well, and folks, again, this is, Nurse Danny has 16 years of pediatric nursing experience, PCU, surgical, ICU. Folks, please, there are a number of things. We've got protocols that we can share with you. I have a brand new immune defense sponsor, Eneva, that you can find in our sponsor section, and I encourage you with that. I know Dr. Brian Artis has protocols as well. Dr. Mikovits, you know, there are protocols, and I share them regularly on the program, things that you can do to defend yourself. Nurse Danny, thank you so much for being here. I look forward to you coming back. And
are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.